This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are 12 days out. If we don't turn things back now, the fight's going to get even harder. But you won't have a choice. As it becomes obvious, this enemy is not of this world, and it's not going to give us quarter. So all we can do is commit now. That's the only hope our families have. All the goodwill our ancestors built up, our Christian ancestors, has been lost into space like a bulkhead door blown on a space station. Evil is flooding in. Cancer rates are skyrocketing. Our health and infant mortality is imploding. We are cursed. And the plagues have just begun. The promises are unlimited. We have almost attained what the eye has not seen or ear has not heard. But before we take that bridge, that jump, the enemy stands in the door to block the promise, to keep us from crossing the river. It will fail. I've always known in my gut and also historically that we're dealing with evil people. That's why they do what they do. They'll go out of their way to do something bad instead of do something good. And they create artificiality and weak people because they need armies of dumbasses to carry out their program. The enemy's problem has always been good, strong men and women. I don't want to say are too arrogant, but they're not even too prideful. They just don't want to hurt other people. It's twisted bullies that do. And the problem is, those of us that are not totally given over to evil, we're all fallen, think that it's arrogant to stand up and dominate the enemy, when in truth, it is our duty to do so. Providence is real. Spirit is real. This world is real, not a simulation. Notice the mainstream media now tells you there is a God and that God is evil. That God has created artificial reality to imprison us, when in truth, God has created a real dimension to give us free will to reach for the stars. And the enemy is openly creating false realities, false silicon systems, and trying to induct us into them while claiming their creation is the real world and that God is the devil. They wouldn't be pushing that in every major publication if they weren't scared. Because as this gets closer and as decision time narrows, many people that have served the God of this world are going to figure out they bet on the wrong team. They bought a ticket on the wrong horse. And they did it out of cowardice. And now, as eternity grabs them by the shirt, as they try to run to the hills, and as the Grim Reaper begins to drag back not their life, not their little earth suit, but their soul, they realize something's got a hold of them they wish never had a hold of them. And like Faust, who believed he couldn't get out of the bargain, he could have gotten out of it any time he wanted. Just like that. But here's the big secret. Many of these people, in an orgy of satanic spiritualism, have decided that they know they're always free to go with God, but that they love the devil. And they consciously know they have the choice and choose evil, not out of fear or circumstance, but out of conscious will. And that is the ultimate sin. A love affair with the unholy spirit. We'll be back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Pancho fell.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
Merle Haggard died in 2016.
Cheap hotel.
Desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told.
Thank God we're not on the side of the devil.
I don't need your prayers.
Thank God we don't support keeping babies alive and splicing them with animals. Thank God we're repulsed by chimeras and GMO. Thank God we're not with the God of this world.
Now he's growing old.
David Knight's about to take over. I had a few other news articles I wanted to hit on. He'll have a ton to cover, obviously. I'm really sad that we've seen a lot of indicators are planning to steal Texas. A lot of little tells, a lot of little activities, a lot of little statements, and now all over the state they're flipping votes for Hillary. And even states, counties are having to say, okay, we're suspending electronic machines, something's going on, which is the right move to make. And we've got other news here. Top spy, Friday internet outage likely not caused by foreign power. What I was told over the weekend, actually, was that hackers were so pissed at the announcement to attack Russia that U.S. hackers hit. And I got sources that are so good. I just can't believe how good our sources are. I mean, I'll be honest. We've never been given bad info by the feds. I'm not lionizing the feds. The top of the feds are run by horrible people. I'm just saying, I have sources that are impeccable that I've been getting some stuff from one particular Fed for 10 years, and everything they've told me is dead on. But to get around giving me specifics, it's always just a general piece of info, like, this isn't the Russians, this is pissed off American hackers. Or similar things along those lines, over and over again. I mean, you know, Roger Stone came on last hour and he goes, wasn't it incredible? I predicted that in Chicago and other cities, Hillary had funded it. He had it from the Chicago police. And I had it too. But the point is that no one listens to you until it's later proven right. I knew it was in WikiLeaks before it was released. And imagine what's happening to mid-level people at the NSA who believe they were doing this job to stop terrorists. They're ordered not to even investigate Islamic terror. They get in trouble if they flag stuff at a mosque calling for terror. They get told to stand down like San Bernardino. And then they're told to go in and watch patriots, watch members of Congress. And they're sitting there going, okay, let's go ahead and look at what they're doing. And it's like, they're looking at what Hillary's doing. They're like, my God. So the information gets released. And what did William Benning tell us? He said it 5 months ago. He said it on my show a few months ago. He went from, I believe, to, yes, it's known. He doesn't want to start even SWAT teamed, but he has sources that it's the 15 intelligence agencies that are leaking the info. The Russians aren't getting into the NSA database. It's people in the NSA database that are using it against the globalists. And I'm not defending this NSA database. I just know for a fact they've crawled up my butt and found nothing there. Of course I'm an American. Of course I do what I say I'm doing. Of course we're for real. I know we've been penetrated by major famous hackers. They call up and say, here's problems you have. By the way, I saw what was in your bank account, blah, blah, blah. I saw you gave to charity. You're sitting talking to a famous hacker. Okay, well, please put the holes up. Do you want money? No, I don't want it. Money. I want to defend InfoWars now. And then they just like, we have all these hackers around us that protect us. So now we have all these big attacks and nothing stops us. I mean, it's really crazy. It's like Fight Club, folks. It's like Fight Club. And people just don't get it if they're not in it. There's stuff they got on Hillary, I've been told by high-level sources, that's so horrible. They don't want to bring it out because it'll bring down the whole government. People say, good, bring down the government. They want that chaos, folks. We want to reform the government, shrink it. We don't want to have a damn civil war. And they're getting the communist groups and the George Soros Black Lives Matter and the Ford Foundation groups wound up. They got the poor illegals that have been filled with victim cosmology out there blocking bridges and attacking Trump hotels and all the rest of it. They got big stuff cooked up. And all I'm saying is we've got to have cooler minds prevail on all of this. But it's definitely an amazing time to be alive. And, you know, I'll tell you why I'm fighting so hard. Look at this story by Fiona Miller and Kit Daniels. Australian anti-vax nurses face severe consequences. Could Americans be next? Being fired, being fined. They make the medical workers take the vaccines. It's for all of us. And by the way, they claim if you take a vaccine, you're protected. But then they claim, I'm not taking it, so I get your kids sick. If you and your kid have had this and it's a cure or a protection, how then if I don't take it, am I bad? And again, I'm not against the science of inoculation that's been around for 500 years with smallpox. If you want to argue about it, at least be informed. They're engaged in social engineering through it. They've been caught thousands of times adding sterilant compounds to the tetanus shots, you name it, live cancer viruses that the CDC admits gave over 100 million Americans cancer. My grandmother at 91 is still alive. She's almost all there. She was given a polio vaccine, the first strain. 3 months later, they said, you need to take the second strain. They gave it to her. She got polio. 2 weeks later, the strain she was inoculated for, it ate the nerves and half her muscles. She's tougher than a box of nails. She's been on crutches since my mother was 5 years old. My dad's brother was in the hospital for a month. They had him in high school with already the National Scouts for him to be out of high school in the Major League Baseball, okay? He took a tetanus shot after he stepped on a nail and almost died. And had all sorts of neurological problems after that. And the reason I get to this is my mother was a triathlete winning national level gold and silver medals. She didn't get into swimming until she was 30. She was beating former Olympic swimmers. The team told her at UT, take the flu shot. She was in bed for 2 months, 15 years ago, and almost died. Lost 30 pounds. Was never able to compete at that level again. She could do 5 mile open swims and beat Olympic swimmers, okay? No more after she took that damn shot. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can tell you this stuff is dangerous. And a corrupt government involved in all this secret testing and all this crap, you're going to trust them to put this in you? What planet are you living on? That's what I'm getting at here. And we're going to David Knight here in just a moment. I want to thank the listeners for all their support. One of our great sponsors is based right here in Texas. They have a lot of different specials, a lot of different products. Be sure and check it out when you call them. 844-321-ALEX is the number. It's United States Gold Vault. You and your family will be protected when you have another economic meltdown. I believe the economic crash is coming, and you should protect yourself and your money. Do you want to be a victim, or do you want to be prepared? Take action with the company I trust, United States Gold Vault. Call today, 844-321-ALEX. They've been creating game-changing gold and silver survival packs filled with physical gold and silver coins that could help safeguard you when you need most in financial crisis, real money, not paper. I've secured my retirement with gold and silver personally. Don't wait till it's too late. Call United States Gold Vault now at 844-321-ALEX, and you'll get a rugged double-locking bank bag to securely store your gold and silver absolutely free. That is 844-321-ALEX. And then just finally, we've got 30 to 40% off on super high-quality storable foods, privately labeled from My Patriot Supply, so I can discount it below what their contracts even allow. At InfoWarsStore.com, we have 25% off the Nootropic Brain Force and a lot more. So please take advantage of that. And no, I mean, look, I could just say give us donations. I like to sell stuff that's high quality so that people get something back in return. But, I mean, look, who can argue InfoWars is like the war hammer against the New World Order? I mean, you could say like Drudge is Thor, InfoWars is the hammer and the spear. And I just want to now go to, we have this clip, maybe you can play it later. We're almost up to, we have the clip, right? Gruber on, we're going to skip this break so we have more time. Gruber on rising premiums, Obamacare working as designed. I have the WikiLeaks and Hillary saying it. I have Ezekiel Emanuel saying it's meant to bankrupt it. I mean, we always knew it was to get rid of the doctors, bankrupt it, and then bring in some horrible government-run system with three big insurance companies, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan owned, running it. Do we have that clip? Good. Well, we do. Thank you. I didn't hear you earlier. Let's play that clip. Gruber, the guy that says, thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you're so dumb. He was hired to double and triple prices. Here he is.
I just need you to be specific because I think people really want answers. So Hillary Clinton says she can fix Obamacare. So what would one fix that would drive premiums down?
Look, once again, there's no sense in which this has to be fixed. The law's working as designed. However, it could work better. And I think probably the most important thing experts would agree on is that we need a larger mandate penalty. We have individuals who are essentially free riding on the system. They're essentially waiting until they get sick and then getting health insurance. The whole idea of this plan, which was pioneered in Massachusetts, was that the individual mandate penalty would bring those people into the system and have them participate. The penalty right now is probably too low, and that's something I think ideally we would fix.
So there were no penalties, he told you, and Obama told you. And everything was going to be free. Now you're a freeloader. You've got to buy something from foreign corporations. When you have to buy it, the price only goes up. That's why healthcare prices in the last 3 years, since this began to be implemented, are up over 45%. And the sky's the limit. But see, now it's the liberals about freeloaders. See, freeloaders could always go because a third of a doctor's work was supposed to be for the poor. Charity care. But now charity care is gone. Now the poor got to get their insurance. So the bankruptcy of the country only accelerates from here. David Knight, tell us what you've got coming up today, my friend.
Alex, we're going to talk about whether or not there's really any voter fraud here. Also, election fraud. As you know, I went on Monday to talk to the director of elections here at the Secretary of State's office in Texas. We told him that we were with the press. Actually, we told the person at the reception area that we're here with the press. We had our microphone, our camera. You could see which news outlet we were with. And they told us, stay right here in the lobby, and he'll be right down. He came down, and as you've probably seen with the video, he stopped. He looked at us, and he goes, no, no, no. And he walked back up. So Well, we
yeah,
did
why did he come down to see you? Then he sees it's InfoWars and he craps his pants.
Well, you'll see in this article that just went live a little while ago, we detailed the questions that we had for him about the election process. For the last several years, the man has been shutting down audit trails for electronic voting machines. He tried to push through massive changes this last August for the election coming up in 2 weeks. That was shut down by activists and some state senators. They postponed those hearings. They're going to have hearings, and they postponed those regulations until after this election. But he's done a lot to shut down the auditing capability of these electronic voting machines. And I call it the levers of power flushing the vote down the memory hole, because that's the issue with these electronic voting machines. It's very easy for them to hide what's going on in the machine. And even if we have an audit trail, Alex, of the voters, do we have an audit trail of the software? Do we have an audit trail of the operating system?
We have nothing. I'm going to go in a minute, but I want to ask you this question, David. What do you make of this new level of lying that seems like amateur, but I guess it's just an attempt to break our will, where they go, oh, my God, the Russians are taking over, total fraud, we got to federalize it, oh, my gosh, it's not integral. But then meanwhile, there's total integrity. Donald Trump's a liar. Meanwhile, they're oversampling the polls 9 to 40-something, 50-something percent. Clearly, Hillary's in deep crap. What do you make of all this? And A, and then B, do you agree with me that, I don't say this to save face, I think he's going to win, Trump has devastated, we have devastated, all of us, the listeners. Globalism is in trouble. Their whole system's in trouble. Resistance is victory. I mean, Trump has won the 2016 election. Even if they steal it from him, as he said yesterday, continue on, destroy the TPP, kill the New World Order. Did Donald Trump not sound the death knell for the NWO?
I think so, Alex. And, you know, when I talked to Nigel Farage in Las Vegas, he said this is win or lose, whether Trump wins or loses. This is a movement that has started, and it will just delay it a little bit if that doesn't happen. One of the things this movement is going to have to do is take back control of the elections, make them honest again. You know, we every time they get into trouble, you saw it with the debate with Hillary, every time she got in a tight spot, every time it was revealed, you know, from the emails what she was doing, she would always bring up the Russians. She'd bring up Putin. He's her red herring. Alex, as we had yesterday an article talking about how Podesta's password was simply P@SSWORD. That's one of the usual passwords that people can guess. It wasn't even as complicated as the personal information.
It shows the arrogance. Our passwords are like 30-something squiggly lines, dashes, letters.
That's right.
Symbols, I mean, and those can get broken. The arrogance.
These are the people who want to be entrusted with our most important
secrets.
When
I have to enter a password, I'm sitting there just like, how do I even do this on a keyboard? I'm like spending 20 minutes trying to put it in. And this guy is like, got all of Hillary's secrets. Again, I think their arrogance will bring them down.
You remember, Alex, I tried to talk to Guccifer, the very first Guccifer, who was brought to the United States. They extradited him from Romania. They had him on trial, and I applied to interview him. They would not let me interview him, just like the director of elections won't let me talk to him here in Texas. They don't want that information going out. He got into the personal emails, everybody remembers, of George Bush, of Colin Powell, who is now an ardent Clinton supporter, you know, talking about the Bohemian Grove with Tony Blair and so forth.
It shows these people shouldn't have the nuclear launch codes. If you can't keep your email secure, you don't deserve to be president.
Well, the key thing about Guccifer, the first Guccifer, was this guy was not a computer scientist. He didn't use anything complicated.
He just guessed the passwords.
He guessed their passwords because he got a little bit of personal information about these people. But you got Podesta, who goes out there and uses password as his password, except just changing
it
to
an
accent. Well,
it'd be like if my garage door had 1776 as the code.
That's right.
Because I actually had a nanny go, well, you like 1776? I said, everyone would know that. No, it's not 1776. Here's the new code. Randomly created.
Alex, you see these signs that are on the highways all the time. You'll see news articles showing the Department of Transportation signs that will say, warning, raptors ahead, and so forth and so on. People go in and hack those because they send that to the Department of Transportation. The employees don't even bother to go in and change the default passcodes on these things all over the country. So pranksters go in and do this kind of stuff. I would bet you that a lot of these electronic voting machines, they've never even changed the passwords.
Well, that's my next issue. What do you make of Don Salazar's article up that Texas counties are now having to just get rid of the machines because they're flipping to Hillary? I mean, this is big.
Yeah, well, they did that temporarily. Then they went back. They said, oh, we've fixed the problem. So now they've gone back to these electronic voting machines. And that's the key. we need to insist that we go back to paper. That tells you something there, right there, doesn't it, Alex?
Or like Skousen says, have 5, 10% be paper so you have a spot check so you can check the algorithm. Because, you know, if it doesn't line up with a 5% paper, then you know it's a fraud.
Well, according to Texas law, one of the things that the director of elections here in Texas did, according to Texas law, they're supposed to do a manual recount of 1% of the precincts or three precincts, whichever is greater. He shut down that requirement. That's the kind of questions that we had for him. Why would you do that? I understand maybe it's not convenient for your employees.
Now, it sounds like he's with Battleground Texas.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Alex. There's actually some connections between him and the Clintons and the Rose Law Firm and that sort of thing. He left private practice here in Texas, and he went to Arkansas, and he went to work for one of the people who was a partner at the Rose Law Firm with Hillary
Why
Clinton.
Why am I surprised? Yeah. How the hell is he over the elections?
Well, he was brought back by Rick Perry, and he was retained by Governor Abbott. And so there are some state senators who are very concerned about that. We're going to talk about that coming up, exactly what happened with the procedures they took down. Because, Alex, this is not just a problem with Texas. These types of issues are nationwide.
Wherever they duplicate the scams everywhere. I mean, they always have a they always have a formula.
That's right.
And that's one reason we can beat them is because we know their formulae. We know how they operate. All right, I'm going to turn this over to you. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. We should start beating the drum now. I'm going to go shoot a promo now. Coming up on Election Day and the whole next day, 48-hour live transmission. Now 12 days out, 11 and a half days out. David, but just getting back to this briefly, you do agree with me that Trump has won in his patriotism, his action. I know we've gone from holding our noses to really supporting him.
Yes.
This is biblical. Talk about David versus Goliath, and that speech he gave yesterday was so true. I disagree with nothing he said. I have to pinch myself. This is so epic. This is so incredible. And then we have Owen Schroyer out there interviewing Democrats, and they're going, I don't care. I like the fact she's corrupt because she does good things. She's corrupt to get good stuff done. I have never heard such a Machiavellian statement. We don't do evil to get good in. You don't do bad to get good. It never works. That's the archetypal ring of Mordor. So maybe explain that to these people.
You know, Alex, what Donald Trump has done with many of these issues, and we can see this, one of the things I wanted to talk about today, was his opposition to this AT&T Time Warner deal. He's very wise about the tactics that they use and what their long-term strategy is.
If he was a corporate whore, he'd been all for that.
Yeah, and the reason it's a movement, Alex, is because he understands the tactics and he is awakening the people to this. Once people awaken to these tactics, once they see the criminal conspiracies that have been revealed.
And that's what we do. That's what he does. We're exposing the scam.
And once they see this, as it's been revealed by WikiLeaks, you can't put that toothpaste back in the tube. And that's why this is going to continue.
By the way, let me explain how the scam works. I've been offered $3 million, then $10 million a year. They haven't done it in over a decade to join them because they can just buy you off. They go, oh, you're part of us. You're smart. Join us. They want you to join them in scamming people. I will not sit here and scam people and get off on ripping them off. But everybody else will. And that's why Trump's good. Forget what he said 11 years ago, he doesn't want to screw you and your family. David?
That's right. That's right. And Alex, you know, one of the things that I began to awaken to Trump when I realized that for 30 years he's been opposing these trade deals, which are key. And then as time went on, I realized that he was also aware of the fact that it was the open borders, the trade deals, and the climate deals all together that were ushering in the world government, okay, the centralization of power. He understands what these techniques are. He's been exposing these techniques, and that's what's so important about this, Alex. Not only that, but he's an independent candidate. The GOP has spent $0 for him.
That's right.
RNC.
That's right. Like you said, Gary Johnson is really the Democrats taking over the Libertarians.
Yes.
Trump is the Patriots taking over the Republican Party. This is a dream realized.
Yeah. Yeah,
God's actually giving us one last chance, David.
You look at the last two elections, Alex, they gave the Republican candidate McCain and Romney, they gave them $50 million. They have given Trump $0. They have spent in total $300,000.
Even though he did his part and fundraised like a horse.
That's right. That's
more
right.
than anybody ever did, like five events a day for months. He finally quit because they wouldn't give him anything.
They spent only $0.33 million to oppose Hillary Clinton.
He fundraised for Paul Ryan, and that little son of a wouldn't even give him a dollar.
Oh, that's right. That's the amazing thing to me, is that they won't even run money, Alex, to oppose Hillary Clinton. That's how badly the establishment wants Hillary Clinton to win, Republican and Democrat. And that's why when we look at this Republican director of elections, we have to understand he's with her. And we're going to talk about that when we come back.
He's a microcosm. Take over, right. David. You know, folks, there's never been a clear choice. If you don't vote Trump, you deserve what you get. I mean, Donald Trump or bust. It's just so obvious. It's never been clear. This is ridiculous.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk
along the avenue. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of this fourth hour. A week ago today, I was in Las Vegas to cover the debate, the final debate. And there at the hotel, I saw this. USA Today. Look at these headlines here. I'm going to hold this up for the camera. USA Today says, voting officials insist no fraud. No fraud. And when I saw that, I said, well, they're going to hit that tonight in the election. What was the thing that they kept saying was the big takeaway from the debate? And that was Chris Wallace demanding a loyalty oath from Donald Trump. That's the way the entire election debates began and ended, with a loyalty oath from the people at Fox News. Remember in the very first debate, very first question, Bret Baier said, which one of you, show of hands, put your hands up like little boys and girls, Put your hands up. Which one of you, any of you that would not support the other candidates if they win the nomination? And Donald Trump is honest and said, well, I'd have to see what these people are about. I'm not willing to say that I'm going to just fall behind them out of party loyalty. And he took a lot of heat for that. And eventually he said, all right, fine, fine. After a couple of weeks of abuse, he said, all right, I'll sign on to this. And then, of course, the majority of them did not return the favor. They just went, turned their backs on Donald Trump when he won. And so then they end the final debate, haranguing him, still haranguing him, because he said there are problems with our election system. You know there are. I know there are. There's a lot of problems with our election system. They start in this article and they say Trump backers echo conspiracy claims. You know, I can't believe that they're still using this conspiracy stuff, you know, conspiracy theorists, with all the revelations that we've had from WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Come on, really. You don't cover these things, but people understand what's in the WikiLeaks documents. We've seen the criminal conspiracies of Hillary Clinton and the people who support her, even Barack Obama, lying to the public saying, I don't know any more about this than what I've seen in the press. You guys know as much about Hillary Clinton's private emails as I do. Not true. We've seen over and over again, though, the criminal conspiracies behind the scenes being released in their documents, and yet they continue to use this as a way to deflect any criticism, any exposure of their methods and their tactics, conspiracy theories. And then they go on and say this in the article. They say, elections in the U.S. are largely run by county clerks and overseen by elected secretaries of state, many of whom are Republicans themselves. They're frustrated at Trump's willingness to cast aspersions with no evidence. Well, you want evidence? We've got evidence right here. We got a report that just went live a few minutes ago on Infowars.com. We put together the questions that we had for the Texas Director of Elections, who would not talk to us. He walked down, he saw we were with Infowars, and he immediately ran away. Inspiring confidence in the honesty of our elections, okay? This is a guy who works for Republicans. He was appointed by Republicans. He's not elected, by the way. He was appointed by Rick Perry. He was retained by Governor Abbott. But this guy is supposedly a Republican, although he has connections to Hillary Clinton and the Rose Law Firm. And we talk about that in the article as well. But we look at the specific things that Keith Ingram, the director of elections here in Texas, has done in his four-year tenure to shut down the auditing trail for electronic voting machines. And I think it's interesting, this article we have by Adon Salazar is up on the Drudge Report, Texas County switches to paper ballots after electronic voting glitches. Guess what? That's the fallback position. Why don't we just stay with paper ballots? Whenever there's a problem with these electronic voting machines, when they don't operate or there's a contested election, you go back and you get a paper ballot, okay? You get the paper record and you go back and you audit that. Let's just start with that. That's what they do in the UK, for example. That's one of the reasons why they weren't able to steal that election from the Leave election, the Brexit election. They were still telling people, as Nigel Farage pointed out, they were still telling people the day of the election that, and this was, as he pointed out, the very best, most prestigious polling organization in the United Kingdom, told everybody the day of the election, no, Leave has lost by 10 points. The people who supported Brexit, they said the Brexit initiative has lost by 10 points. That turned out to not be true. That was possible because they had paper ballots and they had human beings watching the process. But that's another part of what happens here, and that is shutting down observation of the process, making it a felony for people to even take a picture of their ballot. We had a pop star who was trying to encourage people to go out and vote, and so he's there at the election site, and he takes a selfie of himself with his own ballot. And now he has officially committed a felony, whether or not they're going to come after him for that. Why should that be a felony? Just to take a picture of your own ballot. Just to take a picture of the voting machine that is not working. That's technically a felony in most jurisdictions. So we go through this article that you'll see. It's called Levers of Power, Flushing the Vote Down the Memory Hole. This is what we have to be concerned about. Removing the audit process, removing all the different mechanisms that would check the vote, that would allow us to go back and see what happened in contesting the vote. You got to understand where this all started. as soon as Donald Trump said, hey, you know, these are dishonest elections, we had Hillary Clinton saying, oh, you're trying to destroy democracy. You've heard her say that, right? You've heard the quote from her saying there, Donald Trump is now trying to destroy democracy. He's attacking our elections after he attacked all these poor minority groups, and which he didn't, by the way. You know, when he has an issue with Sharia Khan, the guy who's promoted Sharia law, he hasn't done a good job of defending himself. But the judge that is presiding over him, the guy is a member of La Raza, the race. It is a racist organization. He's saying this guy who is a racist Hispanic judge is now sitting in judgment of my case, and he ought to recuse himself because he obviously has a bias. You know, Donald Trump could do a better job of defending himself, but he is right on those issues. Well, after the Gore-Bush election of 2000, in 2002, they came out with the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, they call it, H-A-V-A, HAVA. You know, as in HAVA election? We can fix that. 2002, so what they did was they started funding electronic voting machines. And it's continued since then. And what we're seeing now is a system where we have removed our transparency. We removed our ability to see what is voting. And let me give you an example of what has happened in some of these issues. Back in August of this year, just 3 months before the election, this director of elections proposed new rules that would eliminate printing of paper audit logs that poll watchers are entitled to monitor at main tabulation computers. He proposed eliminating printing of early voting result tapes. He proposed eliminating printing of ballot images for recounts. Why would you do that? Why would you erase all methods of getting a keeping the system open, transparent, and auditable? Well, we know why he would do that. We know why this is being done everywhere. And we had a state senator at the time, Don Huffhines, and of course they opposed this, said you're not going to put these in right before this election. They're still going to have hearings on it after the election, but this is what he said at the time. He said the state's chief election officers must reconsider and redraft their proposed election rules to pursue more real-time paper records and backups, not fewer. The comfort and the convenience of election administrators should not take priority over voters' confidence and the integrity of the election. And, of course, buying machines from vendors that they like also take precedence over that. He also shut down the law that requires a partial manual recount audit of these electronic machines. And he did it right after the primary that we had back in March. Now, it's interesting that they had 743 more votes than they did voters in one particular county, Hill County in Texas. The margin of victory, even though they have 743 more votes, the margin of victory was 225 in a House district race in that county. Yet he waived the partial manual recount audit requirements statewide. That's the type of thing that he's doing over and over again. And as they eventually went through and audited what had happened there, they found the ESNS voting machine company, and of course, this is the same company that's running these voting machines that they just shut down and went to emergency paper ballots. It's ESNS, and they did that for a day, and then they came back and said, oh, we fixed the problem. Now we can go back to the electronic voting machines that make everything invisible to the public. There you go. And that's a great solution. It's interesting. I don't know if this was – let me just digress here for a moment and go to Don Salazar's article. I don't know if this is the same thing that we saw elsewhere in other locations of Texas. There was an article by Paul Joseph Watson on Monday where you could see people had voted straight ticket Republican, and then they scrolled up just to double-check things, and they saw that it had selected Hillary Clinton. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? And yet, what they said in this particular case, Chambers County, that Don Salazar pointed out, they said that these ballots automatically selected, they did not automatically select one race on each ballot. And when I saw that, I thought, well, would that one race be the one between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? Is that a default position to go for Hillary Clinton? Is that the way they're telling us? That it doesn't, you vote straight party Republican, but it doesn't select one of the races, like, you know, president. It just leaves it set for Hillary. Is that really what was happening here? It's not clear from their statement exactly which race it didn't select in the straight ticket. I would imagine it is. That's why people were complaining about that. But, of course, as I pointed out to Alex, you know, Donald Trump really isn't a Republican. He's really more of an independent, isn't he? And I guess maybe they don't consider him as part of the strict Republican ticket because they haven't given him 1 cent and they haven't spent 1 cent on his behalf to attack Hillary Clinton. But going back to this article, what they found in this county where they had 1,743 more votes than voters in Hill County, when ES&S, the company, went back and audited this, they said, well, it turns out that actually it was the machine wasn't cleared. It had votes from early voting on it, which is interesting because that's another thing that Keith Ingram, the director of elections here in Texas, did. What he did was he shut down the procedure that was supposed to clear out the machines in the morning and print out a zero tally. And then at the end of the day, they were supposed to print the full tally. And then they have a very detailed procedure that we have here in the article that we tell you about, where the judge is supposed to print this out in triplicate. He's supposed to inspect the number of votes, the number of voters. He is supposed to check a lot of different things, sign it, put it in envelopes, sign those envelopes in triplicate and turn this in. He shut down those processes. We don't want to do any of that. He says it would take too long for us. It would take hours for us to print a zero tally in the morning, and it would take hours for us to print the tally in the evening. And, you know, when the people who did this put this in, they said, well, there are established election protocols. This is the vending machine, the vending company that creates these electronic voting machines. They said there are established election protocols which should have been followed to prevent this type of reporting error, except the director of elections here in Texas shut down those established protocols for the election, which invites fraud. It invites error when you do that. So over and over again, we see this. And, of course, he's changing the laws for preserving ballot images, and we have multiple affidavits from people who went as poll watchers in the primaries, and they say they were obstructed. And they were eventually thrown out by the people who were there, the vendors as well as the election officials. Before they threw them out, they called the State Board of Elections, and they said, no, you can get rid of those people. That's what we have here. No observation allowed, and we have a system where you can't even know how the votes are being cast. Think about the fact that in Las Vegas, in the casinos, and again, last week I was there for the debate looking at how there's no fraud, and it reminded me of the fact that these casinos where they have the electronic slot machines, the software has to be vetted by the government agencies that oversee these slot machines to make sure that they haven't rigged them even more in their favor. And so they look at the software. The software is scrutinized. It has a serial code on it. They know what the firmware is on it, and they can do inspections at any time to make sure that hasn't changed. And yet our election machines, none of that happens. The software is proprietary. We don't have any state agency that's looking at it like the slot machines. That's why I call it the levers of power. Folks, this is a slot machine election. And these guys are rigging it without any way to know. Forget the votes for a second. Forget the auditing trail for a second. Just think about the process of electronic voting machines. You have no way to verify that software hasn't been changed. You have no way to verify that there hasn't been a virus put on there. And, you know, we see these reports of people selecting Donald Trump, and then it goes to somebody else, goes to Hillary Clinton. That's what you see. We have seen other reports where people have come in, and we've shown these over and over again. For years, this has been happening. The news media brings in a professor and a couple of his college students, and they say, look, we can put a thumb drive in this electronic voting machine. We can put some a virus in here that will flip the votes for a particular candidate. So no matter who you vote for, it'll show that you voted for candidate A, but it'll record the vote for candidate B, and then it will erase itself at the end of the day. But you'll get the tally that they want at the end of the day. See, that's what we don't have any way of monitoring when we have electronic ballot machines. But, of course, a lot of money is being made by these people. And we had a lot of talk in the last week or so about one particular electronic machine company, Smartmatic. 16 states, they brag, have Smartmatic machines in it, and a lot of people are concerned, and rightfully so, about the connections to George Soros. George Soros, Open Society Foundation, the guy that is running that, Lord Malik Brown, also sits on the board that has Smartmatic and Sequoia. But understand that it goes even farther back. Smartmatic began in Venezuela, created by a couple of friends of Hugo Chavez. 10 years ago, the United States government said that Hugo Chavez had used Smartmatic to rig the elections in Venezuela. And yet we see, and the reason I know this is because I did a report, if you go back and look at it, when they had the Utah primary, the GOP primary, the Utah GOP paid $80,000 to have Smartmatic run their internet voting. And it was a catastrophe. Surprise, surprise. We have a long list of errors and fraud that are connected to Smartmatic throughout Central and South America into the Philippines. In 2013, in the Philippines, 24% of the votes, tens of millions of votes, just disappeared down the memory hole in an election that was run with Smartmatic machines. Similar thing happened in Tabasco, Mexico. As a matter of fact, it was so bad in Tabasco, Mexico, after 2 days, they didn't have but 45% of the votes turned into them by Smartmatic. The Mexican government there arrested the Smartmatic officials and would not let them leave the country because it was so criminal. They were so upset about this. And yet, we've got the Utah GOP paying these same people $80,000 to come in and run the primaries in Utah. You see, the fraud is on both parties. And that's the way we conclude this article. We say, you know, anybody who is concerned about having honest elections, regardless of what your political beliefs are, you ought to be interested in having honest elections. I know that a lot of Democrats are just fine, as Owen Shore's report showed. We got people who are just fine with fraud as long as it works out in their favor. They don't have a problem with that, just like they don't have a problem with executive orders. But you should be concerned about that. You should be concerned about the connections between George Soros and Smartmatic. You should be concerned about the connections between the Texas Director of Elections and Hillary Clinton's Rose Law Firm that we have here. You should be concerned about that kind of corruption. Do you really want to have a third world republic with nuclear weapons? That's what America is turning into as we accept the most corrupt person who has ever run for president.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Reality check, rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
G'day. For all the longevity opportunities, go to TeamG'day.com. But today I'd like to tell you about USACarTriple.com. Shop, save and earn cash back in thousands of stores with the price compare feature. It's Bonza. Go to USACarTriple.com. Also earns you commissions on referral and helps friends and GCN radio by sharing USACarTriple.com. From car hire, hotels, clothing, heaps of stuff. Register ID number 10076948. USACarTriple.com. USACarTriple.com. Beauty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have a couple of specials before we get back to the news that are at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com. We have 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, when I look at this and think about preparing the last couple of days, I've done several interviews with Joel Skousen. He's here talking about his third book, his newest book, of course, we've had for a while, Strategic Relocation and The Secure Home. He's now got a third book that is going to be available soon. If it isn't already, it might be already on the store. But it's about how to protect your home and secure it against things like home invasion, that type of thing. Not an apocalyptic type of thing, but a more ordinary type of threat that we all face on a daily basis. And every time I talk to him, I realize I haven't done enough to prepare for my own home and my own family's wealth being. One of the things that you can do, and this is a great time to do it, is to make sure that you have sufficient food on hand, of course. And you can now do that while we've got a great sale on at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. Now is the time to stock up on this. It's got a shelf life of 25 years, even after you open it. You can reseal it. It's all made in the USA. It's GMO-free, great quality food, and great quality packaging. And we also have some sales on InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Brain Force that's now a mega special that's going to be ending soon. 25% off Brain Force. That is my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWarsLife.com. Most of the supplements I take, because I understand what their long-term effects are, this is one that I actually can tell the difference when I take it. It focuses my mind when I take Brain Force. It's something that I think you should all try. Once you try it, I think you're really going to like it. You can try it for 25% off now. Also, we have ProPure, their flagship product, the G2.0 King All-in-One Gravity Water Filter, is now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com for limited time. I want to play a clip for you, and actually, I haven't heard this clip. Michael Moore went on a show and said, Hillary is a real Christian who doesn't talk about it but behaves like one. I just have to hear this clip. Let's roll that clip of Michael Moore talking about the Christian bona fides of Hillary Clinton.
And I think her behavior during the debates, I mean, I was in a place where actually you were there watching
right,
it, and
right.
We were hoping she'd get out the club and just, you know.
She didn't.
No, she didn't. And I think
that's because Christians
honestly, when she says that she's a Christian, I think she means it, and I think she lives it.
She never works the Christian angle, I noticed.
No, does she? No,
because, the religion.
No, because the people who talk about it, I'm a Christian, you know, oftentimes aren't. And it's because the idea of being a Christian is to just behave that way.
Not all of us.
And she behaves
not
that
all
way.
Of us.
No, but
yeah,
well,
not that he doesn't give any specific examples. You know, one of the things that Christ told us was, by their fruit you shall know them. What are the fruits of Hillary Clinton? Honesty? Integrity? I don't think so. Concern for innocent life? No. She supports taking a fully developed child. That's what partial birth abortion is. Let me tell you something. When I was running for Congress 20 years ago, I was a libertarian. I was like, hey, you know, I hadn't really thought about abortion. It hadn't affected my life. It wasn't a decision I had really even think about. So people have talked to me about it. And standard line, let's get government out of your bedroom and out of the boardroom, right? Until I read about partial birth abortion and the idea they're going to take a child that is fully developed, able to exist on its own, maintain the fiction that this child hasn't been born yet because they keep a portion of the child in the woman's body as they murder it. That changed my opinion on abortion right there. Hillary Clinton knows this and has for decades supported the murder of innocent children. She's not a Christian, Michael. You have no idea what a Christian even looks like. That's it for today's radio broadcast. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.